So perhaps just beginning with a sense of gratitude towards yourself for your courage to reflect on death today. To give yourself the opportunity to align your lives, your perspectives with reality, and cultivate a sense of gratitude and joy for the life we do have and the love we have to share. And recognizing that this is sometimes challenging work. See if you can extend to yourself wishes of goodwill. Getting a sense of your body sitting. Regarding your body with kindly eyes. With a feeling of gratitude that it's basically in good enough shape for now. And getting a sense of the qualities in your heart right now. Being kind to however you feel. And wishing yourself well. May I be happy. May I be free. Free from suffering, attachments, resentments, pain. May I be healthy. May I be at peace. Perhaps a particular wish or phrase resonates deeply for you. So just connect with yourself and your own deep intention for your well-being and peace. And keep on offering yourself these good wishes of loving kindness. The way you would to your own best friend. Just allowing yourself to receive your own good wishes, as though you were blessing yourself from head to toe, suffusing yourself with loving kindness. Inside and around your whole being. as though receiving beautiful golden rays of the sun. See if you can also offer yourself forgiveness. An understanding for anything you've done that you feel bad about in some way. May I offer myself the gift of forgiveness, recognizing that, like everybody else, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. May I forgive myself completely, unconditionally, and let go of the past. Perhaps if it helps, imagining being regarded with benevolence, with kindly eyes from a wise, benevolent being like the Buddha. Someone who understands the human mind and condition. How easily he'd forgive. How fully a Buddha would love and extend unconditional compassion towards you. Imagine this were the case right now. And gradually allowing this love, this feeling of goodwill to spread through you and beyond you into this room. To all the other retreatants that we've spent this precious time with. Wishing each and everyone well. May we all be happy. May we all be free. May we be healthy. May we be at peace. Imagining the whole room being filled up with a golden light, gentle rays of the sun, shining on and through each and every one of us, bringing more and more peace and ease. The more we share our loving kindness, the more it expands to fill each and every corner of this room and to start spreading beyond. May all beings in this whole area, the children who've been playing around, staff, the people in the streets, in Golders Green, the whole of London, where many of you have family and friends, to the tube, the hospitals, the homes, where beings busily go about their day or maybe are resting at home, or in the parks. May all beings, including animals, insects and birds, all beings, this whole city, be happy. Be healthy. Be at peace. And keep on allowing your metta to flow to all beings in every direction. Taking in more and more of the world, including people who are dear to you. Perhaps in this country, perhaps overseas. And people you'll never know. Allowing this loving kindness to spread to places which are currently experiencing poverty or war. Political divide. And places or people who are currently safe and at ease. All beings throughout this planet Earth, may they all be happy, be safe, be at peace. Imagine at this moment, all beings everywhere are able to rest, relax, and be at ease, free from ill will, free from danger, filled with loving kindness for all beings. Not only human beings, but animals, insects, birds, creatures of the rivers and the seas, tiny little beings, invisible beings, beings like elephants who are large, majestic. May all beings, wherever they are, be happy, be peaceful, be at ease. Allowing the loving kindness to spread beyond beings, boundless, immeasurable. And just soak that loving kindness in. So just allowing the mind to relax as I chant the blessing to end the day. Sabbe sata, sabbe pana, sabbe bhuta. Sabbe Pugala, Sabbe Atabawa Pariyapana, Sabba Itiyo, Sabbe Purvisa. Sabbe Ariya, Sabbe Anariya, Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Vinipadika. Avirahontu, Abhyapajahontu, Anigahontu, Sukhiyatanam Pariharantu, Dukkham Mujjantu, Yadalada Sampatito, Mauvikachantu, Kamasaka. So just pausing for a moment to allow the energy of the chanting to soak in. And I don't know how ready you are for this, but in our tradition, we do the three big sadhus, and sadhu means well done, well said, excellent, and that means to all of us. You're not just saying that to me. So I think we all deserve a very well done. So we say sadhu three times in a very elaborate way, all right? See how much noise you can make. Sadhu. Sadhu. One more big one. Sadhu. You have to do the ha ha ha. Yay, you're brilliant. Well done. Thank you so much for your wonderful company and for your practice and sharing all that you have energetically or through your contributions in the Q&A. And yeah, am I supposed to say more?
Do you want to say something on the monastery?
Okay. Would you like to know, I should ask you really, would you like to know a bit about our project? And
yes.
Yeah, okay. So I gave you a very brief biography, I think, about ordaining in Burma and then going to Australia. I don't know where I last told the story. It's all kind of apparent truth. But anyway, the outcome of many years in robes was that I realized there weren't many places for women to ordain. And my teacher in Australia invited me to come back to England, which I hadn't lived in since I was a teenager, about 9 years ago, and start a monastery here. So I set about putting a charity together without really knowing anyone very much at all. And in 2017, we became registered as a religious and educational charity with the dual aim of spreading the Buddhist teachings, the early Buddhist teachings and the meditation, and also creating conditions for women who wish to take the full ordination to do so in this country, because such an opportunity hadn't been available before. So 9 years on, after a lot of ups and downs, including burnout and including having nowhere to live for years and being stranded during COVID, etc., and the positive side of the story, a lot of support, especially from overseas, but from people here too, including a really strong online Zoom community. Finally, we managed to raise enough to purchase a property, which is now in Oxford on Boars Hill. And we only moved in a year ago when the cherry trees were blossoming and in full bloom. And this year's been colder, so they're not blooming yet. But what is blooming is the community. So I moved in alone with some long-term supporters, but just in the last couple of weeks, or maybe month, two long-termers have asked me for taking the first steps towards ordaining as nuns. And so one of them is sitting to my right. This is Anagarika Upachala, who was already in white. So she's an 8-precept Anagarika, which means a kind of pre-novice. So it's the first step before becoming a novice nun wearing brown. But she took the precepts again with me as her teacher just a couple of weeks ago, and with a view to going forth. So this is a bit different because it's undertaking a training, and I think it's the first time this has been available in England. And there's another person in the room who's also going to be undertaking the training very soon. And so it started off as a kind of organization to spread the teachings. Then it became, you know, something that would support my monastic life with a view to training other women. And now it feels like it's reaching its purpose. And of course, a huge purpose also is to develop community and have a place for us to meet and for you to come, to get involved, to come on meditation days. I think some of you already have done. We have like half day retreats every month. I'm not here all year because I have my retreats in Australia, but I'm here a lot of the time. And you can come to our Zoom sessions, you can volunteer, you can of course make financial contributions, not to myself, but to the charity, and that will continue to support our work in spreading the teachings, and we organize retreats as well. But mostly in helping us, you know, run the monastery and continue creating these conditions for people who want to give their whole life to the path. And I think many of us are giving our whole lives in one sense, but I think there need to be opportunities for women with the aspiration to ordain to do so, because for some people this is a calling, it's like a vocation. And, you know, not to have that opportunity is quite devastating. It's like being told because you're a woman, you can't be a doctor. You can carry on being the assistant, you know, but you will never be able to really treat people and help people in the way that you actually could. And so it's a big step and an important step. And I think the monastery at the moment, although I'm busy, is generally full of joy. And yeah, I'd love to see you and, you know, for you to be involved. So please feel free to take a leaflet. If there aren't enough, just take a picture and get in touch, come and visit.